Well, good morning.
Brad. Yeah, today's going to be pretty decent.
You think so?
Yeah, looking at it, the weather, sun's going to be up.
I don't even know what the sun is anymore. What the hell? What is that thing?
It's been
that,
raining pretty hard, huh?
A bright ball in the sky. Get out of here. We're done with it. We're done with it for the next 7 months. Get out of here. Anyway, 8:16, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to get to it. Your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? It's always sunny there because I got that big sunshine logo on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. just the headline alone on this is pretty good. It's pretty good. So a hiker in Colorado went missing last week. And the reason no one could find them is pretty stupid, but I think we can also relate to it. They were hiking near Mount Elbert, about 100 miles southwest of Denver. Okay. The Sunshine State, Denver. Someone reported them missing when they didn't show up by nightfall. So a search and rescue team went looking but couldn't find them. They even tried calling the person's phone several times, but no one answered. Okay? So it sounds a little scary. Here's the relatable
big
part.
Big animals over in the mountains over there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Bobcats and coyotes and whatnot. Well, it turned out the hiker that was lost was fine. The reason they didn't answer their phone was they didn't recognize the number and assumed it was a scammer.
Ah! See? See what you scammers are doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. And you know what? She can't. Is it a her? It was a her.
It just says they, so I don't know.
They. You know what? Can't blame them.
No.
I screen calls, too.
Constantly.
I don't know the area code.
Yeah. They found their own way back about 24 hours after they left and had no idea anyone was looking for them. Search and rescue officials posted on Facebook to make sure it doesn't happen again. They said if you're out hiking and get lost overnight, you should answer your phone even if you don't recognize the number.
I mean, maybe shoot a text, too, or leave a voicemail.
But you know what? It's so typical. They see this. Let's say someone's lost like a week, all right? They've been lost in the wilds of the Sahara. Okay, they're out there, and all of a sudden, your phone rings. The battery's almost dead, all right? You're like, oh, maybe this is it. Your answer is like, hi, we'd like to take a moment to talk to you about your car's extended warranty. Damn it!
Ah,
no! How did you guys find
the last little battery I got?
Yep.
So they were fine then, huh?
They were fine. They were just out there lost but didn't realize it was an issue. So they were probably just out there whistling in the woods, you know, having a grand old time, and then getting a phone call. And like, oh, that's a scammer for sure. I'm not answering. I don't know that number. Everyone's freaking out.
We were worried sick.
Well, you know, did they leave a voicemail?
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you text? Why wouldn't you leave a voicemail? Why wouldn't you?
You know what it was. Here's what I think it was. I think it was some guy trying to get away from his bitchy girlfriend for a bit.
You know, maybe.
And he's like.
Screen her call. Right.
I guarantee this is probably Becky calling from one of her friend's phones, trying to find out where I'm at because she's always checking in on me. There yeah. That's all it was. It's just some guy trying to avoid.
Out in the woods. I was fine.
Look, there's not a strip club within 100 miles here, Becky. All right, you're checking up on me. I was just out walking in the woods trying to get away from you and your constant nagging. That's all it was. That's it. We figured it out.
Because within 2 days, Becky would have found him. That's for sure. She would have walked her ass out in the woods. And
he's just sitting there. He built himself a nice base camp. He's like, oh, this is great. Nice and quiet. All of a sudden, you hear footsteps through the woods.
It's kind of like your ex-girlfriend when you went to Daytona.
Yeah.
And she found you in a random hotel. She drove all the way to Daytona.
Yep. And she called me once, but I thought it was a scammer, so I didn't answer the phone. I'm like, I'm not falling for this. They're not going to get my credit card today. No. All right. Well, if you're lost in the woods, just know. Could be a scammer. Could be a rescue party. Who knows? Could be your girlfriend. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.